Now, I want to conclude with a modern person, a modern author, Thomas Mann, who has dealt with this problem from one side and the other. And there's a charming short story that I'm sure, a short novel, many of you have read, Tony O'Kruger, perhaps you remember this. This is the problem of love in literature, love in the writer, love in the intellectual's heart. Tonio was born in North Germany, and he loved his little friends there. And he was particularly susceptible to blue-eyed blondes. But he was a rather sensitive youth, and the girls he always got were the dark little ones who fell down when they danced. He was destined to be a writer. Presently, he leaves his town, but he has dedicated his heart to the blue-eyed blondes, who simply symbolize here the simple, naively living human beings of the burger or bourgeois existence. And he goes to the south of France, where he gets involved in the bohemian life there, and there's an interesting Russian girl named Lizaveta, who becomes his principal mentor there. And of course, as you know, in such circles, the vocabulary is one of complete disdain for the blue-eyed blondes. These squares. And Tonio feels just as uneasy there as he felt in the other context. And so he calls himself the lost burger between two worlds. And finally he writes a letter to Lizaveta when he has left that part of the world. And he says, the word can kill. And it is the duty of the writer to find the right word and to name people. It's as though you were to send an arrow. But on the point of that arrow, you must have the balm, the sentiment of love. This he calls erotic irony. And there comes out of this a very interesting principle. What is lovable in a person is not his perfection, but his faults. The perfect person is a bore, may be quite cold, does not evoke the heart. The eye and the mind can see the fault, and in finding and naming the fault, you have named exactly that which is lovable about the person. And there's a way to do this so that one feels the love. But there comes a problem here, which Thomas Mann found out a little later. As to say, those blue-eyed blondes turned out to be, from his point of view, quite monstrous. Now what do you do? Well, St. Paul tells us, love bears all things. This is a deep and terrible mystery. Love is as strong as life. And when life produces things like that, you may go into battle against them, but the principle of love must not be lost. Otherwise, one loses one's own humanity. And only today, one of my students brought me a report on a short story by Hawthorne. And in that, there was a sentence from our own Puritan author, Hawthorne, that just epitomized this, and I said to myself, the God of love has given me this word with which to conclude my talk tonight. And it was this: man must not disclaim, man must not disclaim his brotherhood even with the guiltiest. And with that, I'm going to close.
You have been listening to The Mythology of Love, the second talk in the series entitled Western Quest. This recording was authorized by the Joseph Campbell Foundation and produced by Electronic Educational Programs. Our theme music is by Acoustic Alchemy. For more information on the Joseph Campbell Foundation, please call the Foundation at 1-800-330-MYTH. That's 1-800-330-MYTH. Or you can contact us on the World Wide Web at jcf.org. I'm Maura Vaughn. Thank you for listening.